Business has to be in your blood, and you must be very versatile and flexible and have many more necessary qualities.
Can you give me an example?
As a lawyer and consultant, I frequently meet unsuccessful entrepreneurs, basically every day. A few years ago, one such person who had a furniture company came to see me. Well, as with every new client, I started out with an analysis of the general state of his business. When I asked him about his liabilities to creditors, he paused and said he had to call his accountant, that he didn't have a detailed overview of the state of his company. So I told him, well, don't call anyone, just give me a rough estimate. We're going to analyse it in detail anyway.
And what did he say?
He said, I don't know, I really don't have any idea. I mainly just close the deals and don't understand all the rest of that business stuff. And this was the sole owner, who had just a few employees.
So what did you tell him?
I told him that in my family holding company, I run 12 companies and I know exactly how many assets and liabilities each of them has. In fact, I basically know everything that's going on in these companies.
And how did it turn out?
Well, he didn't come to our next meeting and I know that he went bankrupt a while ago.
Wow, that was a pretty simple example, but clear enough.
Every entrepreneur must have complete control over his company. It's no good starting a business just to try it out. Doing business is a big responsibility.
So what other qualities must a successful entrepreneur have?
They must set an example for their employees, and above all, they must know how to manage. They must be able to fairly delegate work to others and then closely monitor them. They have to know how to sell, and also be able to see things through the eyes of their customers to correctly identify the customer's wishes and needs. But they can't be too trusting.
Why not?
In my opinion, business isn't for nice, trusting people. For them, it's only a matter of time before someone comes along who's more hard-nosed and capable, and they'll probably end up losing everything. Business is a tough game, one that only rewards those who are well-prepared. And those who are well-prepared are generally those who were born entrepreneurs.
That's not very nice to hear.
Well, the truth is not always very nice to hear.
But can you learn how to do business?
If you don't have a natural disposition and entrepreneurial spirit, there's generally no point in learning. These interviews are intended primarily for those who have the necessary attitude and want to expand their horizons or obtain some useful advice, opinions and ideas.
Is there anyone else who could profit from our interviews?
Oh, of course. All those people who don't have the natural disposition for it and for some reason still want to start a business, or who already have a business and are not doing very well.